This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of our podcast. My name is Joseph and alongside me is Esme and Noah. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and sharing? My name is Joseph, again. I am 12 and I go to Green Island School.
My name is Esme. I'm 12 years old and I go to Big Rock Primary School.
Sure, Esme. I'm Noah. I'm 23, don't go to school anymore. And also with us today is Naomi, who is a rugby player for the local Green Island Rugby Club.
Hello. I'm Naomi, and I am 22, and I also no longer go to school. And, yeah, that's me.
Shot, Naomi. Esme, you got a question for us.
Yeah. If you could be any pie flavour, what one would you be?
Ooh, pie flavours. Do you go fruity, apple pie, or do you go meaty like a steak and cheese?
I would be steak and pepper.
Ooh. Why?
It's because it's sweet and spicy, you know? And that's my personality. Basically, I can be really, really kind, or I can just be like in a horrible mood and grumpy and angry all the time.
Wow, very self-reflective. Shot, Esme. How about you, Joseph? You got a pie flavour in mind?
Mince and cheese, classic. I like that one.
Mm. So that means you're like a classic.
Yeah.
Just a classic Kiwi bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
How good.
How about you, Naomi?
Yeah, I think, honestly, apple pie just smashes it every single time. Very classic, very traditional, but...
Always a treat.
It's always good. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, valid. Yeah. Valid. You know, I went to a new bakery yesterday. A new bakery's opened in Dunedin. Shout out Baker Brothers. This isn't sponsored, by the way. Baker Brothers, down on Waltaki Street near the Eco Centre. They were doing 50% off yesterday, but I got there at, they opened at 6 a.m. I got there about 11, and they had one pie flavour left, and it was a vegan Mexican pie.
Wow.
And I took it back to share with some others, and no one wanted it, so I got to eat all of it. It was like beans and stuff, it was like nacho mix, vegan. And a pie, that's not what I was going to choose. I don't know why I said that. I would choose steak, bacon, and cheese. Why? Full of flavour, like me. Hey, Joseph.
Nah, you're just fruity.
Enough said. Maybe I am just fruity. Not team.
Welcome to the debate club, where the topics are ridiculous and the opinions are somehow even worse. We're debating the big stuff, like does pineapple belong on pizza? No preps, no research, just plain passionate nonsense. Let's debate.
Let's debate indeed. Naomi, I'm gonna give you the role of judge today.
Okay.
So you can give them the prompt, and then they can maybe paper, scissors, rock for pro and against today's prompt.
Okay. So our prompt today is the following. What goes first? Ice, then water, or water, then ice? So if you win the paper, scissors, rocks, that means that you are for, and if you lose it, then you are against.
Clarify the rules. Is it best of one or best of three?
Best of three.
Best of three. All right. It's going to be a long one. Okay. Take it away, team.
Paper, scissors, rock.
Paper,
draw.
Scissors, rock.
Cover.
Paper, 1-0 Esme.
Paper, scissors, rock.
Cover.
2-0
Esme.
Paper, scissors, rock.
2-1.
Paper, scissors, rock.
2-2.
Paper, scissors, rock. Paper,
draw.
Scissors, rock.
Smash. Esme takes it out. 3-2. Esme is
so
pro. Wait.
Wait, what is pro then?
Okay, so pro, just to clarify, pro is ice then water.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
And the opposite is water then ice. And this is in a drink situation for those at home. Does the ice go first or does the water? All right. You have up to a minute, Esme, and Judge Naomi will be critiquing you. Take it away.
Okay, so if you put that water in and then the ice, it splashes everywhere and the water is all warm sort of, but if you put the ice then water in, the water won't splash and the water will definitely absolutely be cooler because it's been in there for longer. Also, some people don't like a lot of water and some people don't like a lot of ice. And if you put water in and then ice in, it could overflow, like the water, because it really depends how much. So you need the ice to measure how much you need in it. And normally if you put the water in first and then the ice, it gets all that, like, condensation around it, like, you know, that drippy thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What annoys you so much because you're always slipping and stuff. And it's
10 seconds.
And, yeah, that's why I think I should go first.
Okay.
You rest your case. Thank you, Esme.
I'm going to hate myself after this. Okay. If you put ice after, then you have to fill it up all the way and it doesn't overflow, like what she said. And it doesn't really make it colder if you have it in for that much longer, does it?
Mm. Oh. Good point.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes into this massive blob if you already have the ice at the start. that's beautiful.
That's some good points, I feel like, on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah, the tough end of the bargain there, Joseph. No, JK, it's all up to the judge.
Okay.
On who she thinks has rested their case best.
Okay. I do think that, yeah, it was a pretty hard prompt to debate, but maybe it is my own personal bias. I think that ice should come first. So I will say that Esme won that one. And I think she had a few more arguments as well to back that up. So, yeah.
Shot, Esme. A round of applause for you. You legend.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've just been in Singapore on a wee holiday, and it's really hot over there. And almost every drink comes with a lot of ice, and I can confirm not once was the ice added after the liquid.
Mm.
Ice always came first, and I feel like the Singaporeans would know best because it's pretty hot over there. So well done.
Yeah. And that's the end of the debate club. But where's the arguments? Where the arguments were strong, but the logic was questionable. Let us know whose side you were on, or just who made the least sense. Welcome to Quote Me If You Can. In this segment, one of us drops a line from a well-known movie, and the other guesses where it's from. It could be classic, a comedy, or a total curveball. So get your movie brains ready.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
You can go.
Okay.
Esme does.
Okay. This is kind of a long quote, but
okay.
I know why Mum worries. Partially because she cares, but mostly because everybody's like, Cody's this, Cody's that, Cody's me, bro. Let me be me.
Oh. Wow.
I've got no clue. It's probably popular. People are going to hate me, but
she said Cody, eh?
Yeah.
Cody. I'm trying to think of a character. Cody.
Can we ask questions? Or do we just have to come up with an answer?
I feel like you should ask questions because maybe you won't get mine.
Can we have it again? Is it okay?
Yeah. Mum, I know why Mum worries. Partially because she cares, but it's mostly because everybody's like, Cody's this, Cody's that, Cody's me, bro. Let me be me.
I know exactly what movie you're talking about, but I have no idea what the title is.
Oh, dang.
Can I describe the movie?
Yeah, it's that one with, like, the penguin that tries to surf, but that doesn't... Or that
surfs up?
Yes. I've never seen that movie, but it's that.
Bingo. Ding, 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 ding. We got there.
I love that movie.
Well done, team. Good one, Esme.
Yeah. Long one, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got one. You'll probably get this almost immediately, but I'll say it. It's over, Anakin. I have the high ground.
Oh, wow.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if we have to get the specific Star Wars movie, that might be a challenge.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got it, personally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're a big Star Wars fan.
I am, actually.
I can do Star Wars.
Yeah.
Do you
know it as well?
Wait, can you just say it again?
It's over, Anakin. I have the high ground.
Is that when, like, Obi-Wan is fighting Anakin. Yeah, yes. And he's about to push him into the lava.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called The Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
What number is it?
Third one of the prequels.
Episode 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I would have got the series, the franchise. I could never have got Revenge of the Sith. I think the only one knows Force Awakens. Is that one of them?
Mm, yeah.
Yay. Great film, though. I was actually really cut when Anakin turned bad. He was my role model until then.
Yes,
and
I
safety
loved
to
Anakin.
My new empire. Your new empire.
I've got one.
Go, Naomi.
You may or may not get this. It's my quote is, "Get your head in the game."
I am very confident that I know it, but I'm going to leave Joseph and Esme to.
Oh no,
I have no idea.
Okay, I have no clue.
Could be wrong, but I'm going to prompt. I believe it's is it a Zac Efron film?
It sure is.
Okay, so
High School Musical.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And that, when they're singing, like, get your head in the game.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they're shooting hoops and stuff.
Yeah. High School Musical 1, 2, or 3?
1.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Well done. Okay, I suppose it's me to finish. I'm concerned that mine's too easy, but I will throw it out there anyway. It's a movie quote that I quote more than other movie quotes, so. Speed. I am speed.
Cars.
So dry.
Cars.
I should have said it in a silly voice to throw you off. Cars 2.
Oh, he doesn't say in Cars 2.
To be honest, he doesn't. He probably does it in all of them.
Cars 1, Cars 3, and yeah, no. Maybe Cars 2.
I don't think he says it in Cars 2.
Wow. But he does in Cars 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are quite knowledgeable on Cars.
I always used to watch it when I was young.
That was too easy. Well done, team. That was fun.
And that's a wrap on Quote Me If You Can. Whether you nailed it or totally blanked it, there's always next time. Until then, keep watching movies and maybe memorize a few little lines while you're at it.
Okay. All right, this is my thing. Your thing, the segment where we take turns talking about something we're really into. One of us plays the expert, the other asks the questions, and then we swap. Let's see if you can get each other hooked. Yeah, get each other hooked on what we love.
Okay, I'm going to ask the questions first. And my first question is, have you finished building your computer yet?
Oh, no. no, but I've ordered the parts. Yeah, they're arriving soon. I think on Tuesday. Yeah.
How many hours do you spend playing Minecraft?
if it was this year, not much. Or the recent years, not much. But if it was maybe 2017 or before, a lot. Like, maybe even like 300 hours, I don't even know. It was a lot.
If you were a Minecraft mob, what one would you be?
What one would I be? Definitely not a creeper. The Ender Dragon. But
Ender Dragon.
That just gets bit every time. So, the Wither, maybe?
Wither. That would be pretty cool.
So is a Minecraft mob a like a character kind
a character.
Of
sort of yeah
in game yeah. How long have you been building your computer for?
Maybe the past 2 months. So
wow,
yeah,
from scratch.
Yeah, I like building computers.
Is this your first time building a computer, Joseph?
Yeah, I know a lot about it though. My dad's made one.
Wow.
And I saw him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, did you know that a creeper was actually meant to become a pig, but it, like, malfunctioned, so it was standing up and it was green?
Wow.
But it was actually meant to be a pig, yeah.
Huh.
When they first created Minecraft.
That's fascinating. Wow. I had no idea. Did you know
Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
I still haven't seen the movie.
This is a crazy.
Have you guys all seen it?
No.
Minecraft. Have you seen it, Joseph?
Oh, no. Yeah. I've been wanting to watch it, but
release.
I don't want to watch it. I'm not really into Minecraft.
The Nether.
Joseph, did you throw your popcorn and stuff at the chicken jockey scene?
No, I wish, but no. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to ask Esme some questions. What is your favourite genre of movie?
Oh, I actually have three. Rom-com/comedy.
Okay.
Sci-fi and horror, but it can't be too scary.
Horror. I like horror. Mm. Yeah, horror is one of my favourites. So, comedy, yeah, okay. And sci-fi, all right. Okay. What is your favourite movie?
Oh, I have five of those.
I have five of those. You can tell us all five. I don't
care. Yeah. Corpse Bride.
Okay.
Surf's Up.
Oh, yeah.
Sleepy Hollow. The Maze Runner movies. And Pocahontas.
Wow.
Solid. Okay. Pretty good movies. And why do you like those movies?
I like Corpse Bride because on top of the world, it's like all dark and gloomy and all scary and stuff. But underneath, it's all colourful and it's all music and stuff. And it's also a Tim Burton's movie. Surf's Up is because it's such a chill, funny movie. And I really like surfing and I really love that movie. Sleepy Hollow, it's because it's a horror movie, but it isn't too scary. It's got Johnny Depp in it. And it's also another Tim Burton's movie. I like the Maze Runner movies because I'm always on the edge of my seat, like, she's a traitor, he did this, he's actually alive, oh my god. And then I like the Pocahontas movie because I think Walt Disney did an amazing job on that. So colourful, so much girl power. I just love girl power. And the wind with the golden flakes, just beautiful.
Okay.
Wow, so such a thorough analysis of those movies. Shot is mate.
Yeah, all right. Next segment.
I want to dig deeper into Esme a little bit here.
Let's see.
Knowledge here she has on movies is amazing.
Oh, Surf's Up is definitely one of my picks if I was to.
Would that be top five for you?
Yeah, probably.
Wow, what else would be top five for you, Joseph?
Let me see. There's a lot of movies. I do like the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. I just like the games, a lot.
Yeah. Never watched it.
Yeah, it's okay.
I want to.
It's okay. I really like horror movies, and
I can't stand them, I'm not going to lie. I had to stop watching It. Have you seen It?
Horror movies. Some of them are good, some of them are just a bit cringe.
Me and my friend were going to watch It, but then we ended up watching, what was it? Perks of Being a Wallflower, I think.
Oh,
such a sad movie. I cried so much.
High School Musical, definitely. Number one.
Yes, I love that movie.
How good.
Yeah, High School Musical is awesome.
Cars is one of my favourite childhood movies. Probably number two. Toy Story,
Cars number
another
two.
Childhood one, number three. And Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I really like that.
Is that the cartoon?
Oh, the animated one.
I really want to see animated. That one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
I want to see the second one.
Would probably be number one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's four my five. Okay, next segment. Welcome to Finish the Lyrics, the ultimate lyric challenge. We drop a line from a hit song and someone's got to finish it. No Googling, no guessing lyrics. That sounds right. Only the real thing counts. Let's see who really knows their bops. Ooh. All right.
Well. Noah versus Naomi versus Esme.
Don't say
Who's
them in
gonna
a normal
win?
Voice.
Fingers crossed.
I'm just going to say them normally. Okay.
You're not going to sing them, Joseph. Do we have to sing them?
Yeah, we have to.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You
gotta. And it's just first to finish the line, I suppose.
Do you guys think I do it randomly or oldest to newest? Or newest to oldest?
Oldest to newest.
Oldest to newest, okay. let's start. You're just too good to be true. Can't take.
My eyes are for you.
That's it.
Have you heard that one before, Esme?
You're
just
so.
Too good to be true.
My parents probably did. And Noah does because he's old. What? Anyway.
Oh, Naomi won. Noah and Esme zero.
All right. Next one. 1996. And so Sally can wait, she knows.
So Sally can wait, she knows it's too late.
She walking on
by.
Okay, I think I'll give Naomi half a point because she finished the other half of what Esme was supposed to sing, but she edited. So we'll give her a 0.7 point. Here we go.
So is that 0.7 for Esme? Is that what you said, 0.7?
Yeah.
Cool.
0.7
for Esme, 1.5 for Naomi, and 0 for Noah. Great.
Gotta be a bit harsh.
Sad day to be Noah.
Yeah, I'll bring it back. Plenty of time.
We'll see. Okay. The next one, 2012. What doesn't kill you?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Longer.
Okay, I think I'll give Esme.
Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. Wow.
1.2 well points for singing more than you're supposed to. And Noah, 0.5 points. 0.5 points for Noah.
This has turned into a math lesson. So you were on 0.7, Esme. Yep. You've added 1.2. That takes you to...
2 points.
wait, no. You put me on the spot. Wait, what was it again?
0.7 plus 1.2.
That's 1.9.
1.9. So you take the lead.
Wow.
Naomi rests on 1.5. And did you give me half a point? I sung so
okay,
well.
Okay, fine, bring it up to...
No. You stick with what you think as well.
0.599. All right.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
0.599. Let's do it.
The next one is 2016. I'm unstoppable. I'm a Porsche with no brakes.
I'm unstoppable. What was the next bit?
Wait.
I'm a Porsche with no brakes.
I'm a Porsche with no brakes.
I'm invincible.
Or is it I am powerful?
I win every single race.
I win every single day?
That's not the one that was supposed to... That's not what the last bit's supposed to be.
Is it I am unstoppable? I am powerful or I'm invincible?
Do you want me to say it?
I don't need batteries today.
Is it that one?
I can show you what it says. I don't think it's right there. Do you want to... Yeah.
You read it out for us, Joseph, and we'll judge who is the closest.
I think it might be wrong. It says, I'm unstoppable. I'm a Porsche with no brakes. I'm a Porsche with no brakes.
So I was singing the song, but I just...
You...
wasn't singing those words. Yeah. Right?
I think that's another win for Esme.
Yeah.
How many points are you going to give her for that one?
What do you think, Noah?
No, you're deciding.
Okay, I'm going to make it more, so... because no, I didn't know. 1.5 points.
Whoa!
Five.
Only because Noah didn't choose it.
How's your math, Esme?
Really bad. I think
1.5 plus
1.9. 2.4?
Yeah.
Roundabout?
It'd be 3.4, but close.
Yeah,
3.4. 1.5 plus 1.9. Yeah, 3.4, 3.4, 1.5 for Naomi and 0.599. A couple left. Let's do it, Joseph.
3.4, okay.
Okay, this one is 2025. Okay, ready? Woke up feeling strange, like... That's it.
Woke up feeling strange, like...
What are your ideas?
My mind goes to... It's wrong, but woke up late. Damn. There's somewhere front, but that's the wrong one. No. Woke up strange like.
Should I tell you who it's by?
Yep.
For a hint.
Yep.
Okay. Dojo Cat and Ray.
I don't know who that
and
is.
And who?
Ray.
R-A-Y-E. Dojo Cat and Ray. Anyone?
No, I don't.
Can you say the sentence again, please?
Okay. Woke up feeling strange like.
Sing it, Joseph.
I don't know how it goes. I haven't heard this song before.
No, I'm just kidding.
I haven't no idea. Heard that song.
Yeah, neither. I think you're going to have to read it out to us. We'll sing it. We'll sing it.
No, I'm not singing it. I don't know how the tune goes, so I'm probably going to annoy some people. Woke up feeling strange, like, I got born today. And got born again today.
No.
I probably was not going to guess that.
I have no idea what
tough one. These are the current pop ones. What's the next one, Joseph?
Okay, 2025. It's more recent, definitely. Tell me what was that I don't.
Tell me what was that I don't.
That's it.
I feel like, tell me what.
I feel
what
like the next word's no. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that one either.
I'm so stuck.
Same.
Should I tell you who it's by?
Yep.
Lord.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's a recent one.
Kiwi artist.
It's Lord. A new song that came out, I think, but I have no idea.
Probably heard it on the radio.
Do you know it, Esme?
No.
Neither. Read it out for us,
okay,
Joseph.
Ready? Tell me what was there. I didn't recognise this face I have.
Oh.
Yeah, no idea.
Okay.
I think there's one more. One. Like, can this be worth 2 points so that at least Naomi has a chance
of
winning?
Okay.
All right.
2024 for some reason. I don't know why, but 2024. I'll start. I used to be afraid of timid conversations.
Oh, my God. No idea.
Who's it by?
Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Oh, no, I won't know.
Neither do I. I read it out for us, Joseph.
I used to be afraid of timid conversations. Now it's nights of spontaneous exclamations.
No. Yeah, I definitely wasn't getting that. Ismay takes that one out. Well done, Ismay. You're the first winner of Finish That Lyric.
And that's the end of Finish That Lyrics. Some of us were perfect pitch and some of us tried. We'll be back next time with more lyrics to test your music melody and maybe make you cringe a little along the way.
Mm. And that's us for another episode. If you want to hit us up, message us on our TikTok account. It's Fiako, W-H-E-A-K-O, Fiako on TikTok.
Okay, that's us for that episode. Thanks for hanging out with us, whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence. We appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you know a local legend or an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight. See ya!
That's us for another episode of the Grady Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog, and your nan. Catch you next time.
Ka kite!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.